Breaking news. We have Yahoo Finance's Alexis Keenan. She is standing by. She has been vigilant at the trial of Elizabeth Holmes, and here she is with an update. Alexis.
Hi, Jared. Yes, we're on a break here at the Elizabeth Holmes criminal trial for fraud. The judge has just given about a 30-minute break. But what we're hearing today are the closing arguments from the prosecution. And we've been going already now. The prosecutor for the government has been talking for over 2 hours. And here's what he's laying out for the jury. He's trying to summarize and give a narrative of the prosecution's case. He's talked about reminding the witness testimony that has come, including from investors and patients, former laboratory directors from Theranos, as well as former employees, also pharmaceutical executives, also Walgreens executives, and the media. Now, what the prosecution is doing here is trying to tie together all of the evidence, and that's difficult because there's more than 900 pieces of exhibits here that the jurors are going to have to sort through. Basically, the attorneys, the prosecutor has said that there are false statements made by Holmes. He's identifying those false statements and where the jurors can find them when they're sorting through all of this information. Where they're found, he says, includes in investor calls, and some of those have been played in court, secretly recorded calls with investors where Elizabeth Holmes has made some of these representations. Also, investor binders that were sent out from Theranos to investors. Also, board presentations, as well as those media interviews that we have heard so much about, and also Walgreens communications that Holmes and Theranos had with that company. So we're just about maybe halfway through. We don't know how long the prosecution will keep talking here. After that, Elizabeth Holmes' own attorneys will get a chance to give her side of the story and tie together that narrative for jurors. But right now, only time will tell whether or not this will go to the jury anytime this week. Jared?
We thank you for that report. Yahoo Finance's Alexis Keenan.